Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as a kid, when I grew up, I got bullied a lot because some of my clothes were bought in grocery stores. I wasn't wearing the Jordache or the Nikes or any of the real fancy clothes that a lot of the other kids got to wear. And yeah, I got bullied for that. And that wasn't the only reason why I got bullied, but yeah, you know, when you're wearing a knockoff or something that doesn't, you know, people just know grocery store clothes. And I was just grateful to be clothed, and I didn't care, you know, what people thought, but it was rough. So when my kids went to Catholic school and there was a uniform dress code, I was happy. Because I'm not buying my kids the most expensive clothes, all right? They're wearing hand-me-downs. They're wearing whatever is on sale at Ross or TJ Maxx or JCPenney or even Target. I got them pants and stuff at Target. And so when there was a school uniform code, I loved it. Now, I only had to buy a few outfits for the year. And I have boys also, so that made it easier. And this is what you wear. And that's just... they're comfortable. I just have to wash them and clean them. And it saved me money. It saved them hassle. I was a big fan. Well, there's a study that is saying that in those countries where kids wear school uniforms, they are getting less physical activity. And that this might be a reason for the obesity crisis. I disagree because I think school uniforms have been around since the 16th century. So I, let me pull this up here. They believe back in the UK in the 16th century, Christ's Hospital School in England in 1552 was the first school to use a uniform. So that's fascinating. So school uniforms or just dressing in a certain attire, I am sure our great-great-grandparents would be shocked to see what some kids are wearing in terms of the short skirts, in terms of the pants falling down their butt. And so I believe there were certain dress codes for a while. But nonetheless, this is an interesting study. So this study was published in the Journal of Sport and Health Science, and it suggests that these school uniform policies might be serving as a barrier to children getting physical activity. Researchers from the University of Cambridge in UK, as reported by Fox News, analyzed the physical activity data of 135 countries, over a million people, kids between the ages of 5 and 17. And they found that fewer kids get an average of 60 minutes of daily physical activity when they're wearing school uniforms or in a school or country where school uniforms are prevalent. Now, the World Health Organization wants children exercising at least 60 minutes a day. But they said in the majority of schools where there were uniforms, 16% of students met the threshold. In countries where uniforms were not as prevalent, 19.5% of students got the recommended amount of activity. And they said female students got less exercise, probably because if their uniform included a skirt, they're not going to do cartwheels and run and do all the other stuff because everybody can see their underpants. So, you know, I'm very mixed on this because I think we're doing physical education wrong in schools. I think we're doing schools wrong. I think it's ridiculous that a child is off school for 3 full months. Children have the capacity to learn, and you aren't taking away years of their education by giving them summer off. They don't need 3 months off. Number two is they are stuck in a classroom for all 6-7 hours. They need to be outside. They could be doing some of their classes outside. they could be doing physical activity while in class. Rather than sitting here talking about Shakespeare, why don't we walk around the school and talk about Shakespeare? So there's a lot of ways you could introduce physical activity. I've also said that if we're remediating kids in math and reading and science when they struggle with their, you know, from their other classmates, and we help them with remediation courses, why aren't we doing that with physical education? Those kids that can't run a mile in 7 to 8 minutes probably need to go with the coach and do some physical conditioning. Those kids that can't do a pull-up, they can't do a sit-up, they can't do a push-up. All right, let's get to the coach and do some physical conditioning. So I think that we're just not, you know, we're just kind of blowing it off. And there's a lot more we need to be doing from a physical education standpoint. But uniforms, there's been uniforms, as I said, since the 16th century. Children were skinnier. Right? All the, you know, only now we're having a major obesity problem with kids. And so if I love the idea of you have gym, you could change into gym clothes that get dirty and stinky, and then you could get back into your normal clothes. Now, if we change the school day, as I said, where the morning is all your core lessons, 20, 30 minutes long, nothing longer than that, you get all the academic suit, uniform wearing, class time done in the morning. The afternoon is where you get your exercise, you do your group work, you do your rotations in the trades, you learn how to farm, you learn how to fish, you learn how to do first aid, you learn about education, law, medicine, all that in the afternoons. And that could be in regular clothes. This way you don't have to go back and forth going, well, now we need the locker rooms, now we need to change our clothes, now, you know, what do we do in terms of, you know, bathrooms, do we have boy-girl bathrooms, what do we do about cis or trans? Just have your uniforms in the morning, if you're a uniform school, and then the afternoon is more your practical, let's get our hands dirty and sort of thing, sort of activities. But I am a fan of school uniform because uniforms, one, it helps take away the distraction of people, you know, and I understand, as a teenager, I wanted to get the boys' attention. Now, I didn't have, you know, the looks to get their attention, so I used comedy, and I got guys' attention. I loved it. That was great. But, you know, some people will use certain dress to do that, you know, or they will make a statement. School is supposed to be about learning, so I like the uniform idea where everybody is dressed the same. Let's just concentrate on our studies. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away. Here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer today. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So those of us who were kids once, we could probably think of countless times we didn't agree with our parents. We might have rejected some of the things we had to do for religion, some of their rules we thought were arbitrary. You know, why did we have to help our brother and sister when they were mean to us? all sorts of different rules. You know, if I'm not hungry, why do I have to finish my plate? So the average kid does not always agree with what their parents want. And I can't speak for all kids, but most of the kids I've known, and as well as myself, wanted to move out of the house and to make our own rules. And so part of growing up as a child and then as an adolescent is this identity, is this struggle with power and autonomy, and it's something that parents and kids go through. But things are starting to take an interesting turn now. And we are being told by two Indiana parents, a couple, that their child was taken away from them because they didn't address their child in their preferred pronouns. Now, at first when I read this, I was like, there had to have been more to it. They had to have abused the child. They had to have, you know, but no, the Child Protective Services agreed that there was no abuse or neglect, but the child felt abused because the pronouns were not honored. And so this is making some parents a little nervous because they're still trying to grapple with how do you now change the sex of your child. And so I think we need some guidance on what has to be done, because the last thing I want is a child ripped from the parents' home, because even though, you know, there are some horrible, horrible living situations, and these kids need Child Protective Services to protect them. We don't want to dilute, you know, the gravity of the situation when a child needs to be taken away from their family. Not because not only are you removed from your parents, but you're removed from your siblings. You're removed from your pets. You're removed from your grandparents, from your aunt and uncle, your cousins. And so the access to that, I don't think a lot of people understand. And so Indiana parents are now asking the Supreme Court to help and step in. MC and JC versus Indiana Department of Child Services, known as Mary and Jeremy Cox, are appealing to the Supreme Court after they were investigated by Indiana officials for refusing to refer to their son using pronouns and a name inconsistent with his biological sex. So apparently, they said that in 2019, Mary and Jeremy's son told them that he identified as a girl. I don't think we have the age of the son, or now the daughter. But in line with their Catholic religious beliefs, they did not believe in referring to him using pronouns and a name inconsistent with his biology. They also felt he was struggling with underlying mental health conditions like an eating disorder, so they sought therapeutic care for both. In 2021, Indiana officials began investigating the Coxes after a report found that they were not referring to their child by his preferred gender identity, removing the teen from their custody and placing him in a gender-affirming home. Despite the unsubstantiated claims of abuse, they claimed the Coxes made the child's eating disorder worse. But apparently his eating disorder worsened once he was in this transition-affirming home. So, right now there's litigation, and the parents are trying to speak out and let people know that this could happen. And so what do you do if your child comes home and says, don't call me Dahlia anymore, call me David. I want to be called David. And your religion precludes that. What do you do? Now, I know the average parent is thinking, okay, we got to make sure our child eats, doesn't get sick, you know, doesn't grow a tumor, gets their education. But now a parent's biggest fear in terms of losing their child is if they don't call them by the right name. And I'm a little confused on how so now that we're not using girls and girly things and girl toys and dresses for girls, you know, and we're not saying boys have to be these rugged. Now that we're getting away from all those stereotypes, you know, I think there's a little bit of wiggle room to find a path without having to rip a child away from their parents. You know, and if the argument was the child is in a home where they don't believe the religious beliefs, I mean, that's very common in many homes, and it's a struggle. If you're not as religious as your parents are, and you are bucking religion, or you don't like that religion, or you want to, I mean, imagine every Jewish kid that wants to celebrate with Santa Claus and wants to celebrate Christmas. Are they going to lose, are they going to get to leave their parents' homes? Yeah, I disagreed with my parents on nutrition, on how they seasoned the food. I thought the way they cooked was too bland. I disagreed with my parents on everything. Did I get to leave? No. And so then the next question that's going to come about is, should kids have the right to leave? Now, is this arbitrary age of 18 too old? If a 12-year-old says, I'm out, I want to support myself, I want to figure out school on my own. You know, we have a law that you're not an adult until you're 18. But then if these kids are making decisions on who they want to be and how they want to be, and we're starting to take the parents out of that decision-making role, are they going to soon change the rule that you don't have to be 18 to make a medical decision? You don't have to be 18 to make a financial decision. You could buy a house. You could buy a car. So we're really starting to open up a whole different new landscape. And the courts, some of the courts are very favorable towards, okay, we'll get the kid out of the house if it has to do with the gender issue. But, you know, that could easily change to, you know, I just don't like my parents. I don't like my stepmom. I don't like my stepdad. Now, yeah, let me try another house. And I'm a little concerned about that. I'm also a little concerned that the individuals who feel they have true gender dysphoria are not getting the right care and support. If somebody says, I don't want to be Dahlia, I want to be David. Okay. Is anybody sitting down and asking them why? Well, because Dahlia is expected to wear skirts. No, not anymore. We're not doing that. Well, because Dahlia is a girl and I want to be looked upon as a boy. You could be a boy, Dahlia. Look at friends. Chandler could be a girl's name or a boy's name. Corey could be a girl's name or a boy's name. We're getting rid of those stereotypes. What is it that you don't like about being Dahlia and you want to be David? What does being David do? Well, I don't get picked on in the girls' bathroom. Girls are mean to me. So dissect down what it is they want. What exactly is going on? Is it that they really don't want to have a penis? True gender dysphoria is very rare, but you have individuals where they're in their body going, no, I don't want boobies. This is not me. You struggle. Last thing you want to do is rip a child away from their parents and siblings and pets and home support for that. But you know, true gender dysphoria needs all hands on deck, and these individuals need help because it's not easy to wake up every day in a body that you don't think is yours. But when a child comes home and says, I want to be a girl, make me a girl. And they might not be able to tell the parents, but maybe a doctor could interview them. And you know, what exactly is going on? Why? Because these boys beat me up. They won't beat me up if I'm a girl. I could be in the girls' bathroom then. I could be, you know, that child is crying for help. And they are trying to find solutions. When we see a child attempt suicide, we have the same conversation. That child doesn't want to die per se. They don't understand death. They don't understand. They're doing it because they don't know how to deal with the problem at hand. So these are things that we need to take time. Instead, we're just rushing to, well, just change your name and leave your parents' home. No. That might not be the actual treatment and help that they need. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Coastal California communities from San Luis Obispo all the way south to Long Beach continue facing threats from flooding and mudslides as drenching atmospheric river storms continue to pummel the state. Areas of the Southern California region were forecast to see anywhere between a half inch to another inch or so of rainfall Wednesday. Already 8 to 12 inches of rainfall has come to those areas. Also, snowmelt remains a concern. Welcome to the Hotel California. Trial involving lyrics to Hotel California starts Wednesday in Lower Manhattan. The 1977 Eagles hit was written out by hand, but soon after lost. A rare book dealer and memorabilia seller is being accused of selling the lyrics to auction houses while knowing the lyrics had been stolen. That dealer's attorneys, though, argue their client is innocent. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, in medicine, it is crucial for you to understand who your patient is. And I cannot stand when politics gets involved in medicine. All right? Politics should not get involved in art. Politics should not get involved in freedom of expression. Politics should not get involved in sports. Politics should not get involved in law. I am blown away how the Supreme Court, you could have judges of the highest distinction, of such academic caliber, look at something and be completely different in their views and just coincidentally be right-leaning or left-leaning. Subjectivity pervades everything. And in medicine, they are hounding us doctors to try to eliminate the subjectivity. Don't be biased. Understand your implicit biases. Right? Don't, don't be non-progressive. And we doctors are struggling because we don't want to be biased. Definitely don't want to discriminate. Definitely don't want to be racist. But I was taught you have to embrace the race. You have to understand that there are biological differences. If you don't, you could kill the patient. And so in the medical community, it's a little tricky because we're trying to say, all right, yes, fine. All right. Pronouns, we'll understand people, whatever you want. You identify as a girl. You're changing your birth certificate. You're changing your driver's license. The problem is I'm still liable if you get testicular cancer or prostate cancer or ovarian cancer. If I'm giving you hormones, very high doses of estrogen, am I putting you at risk for a blood clot? Should I be telling you to maybe avoid long travel? Are people who are undergoing hormone therapy to transition told to not smoke? Well, you're discriminating. You're discriminating again. No, we're not. We just have to understand that there could be medical issues and medical consequences. And in fact, I look at it as if you ignore the differences, you're being racist. So when the USPSTF, the United Services Preventative Task Force, had made these rules to wait until age 50 to screen for colon cancer, even though they said if somebody's at higher risk, there was wiggle room. But for insurance companies, you're not 50. You know, once there's these guidelines, these insurance companies will try to stick to it like a T, and you have to argue your case. And, well, prostate cancer screening, we still don't have a official recommendation on that. For years, I've been saying my black men need evaluation way younger than what they're talking about. And only now they're starting to realize, okay, maybe we do need to start screening earlier. When people say don't be aggressive with prostate cancer, if you detect prostate cancer or a PSA, most likely the patient's going to die of something else before the prostate cancer. Is that true in black men, all black men? They may have, their prostate cancer might be more aggressive. And so who's being racist? Who's being biased? And so the answer to this is let doctors do what doctors do best. Take care of the individual patient. And quit trying to cancel doctors if they're trying to say, look, I think this patient needs a screening. And no, because you're putting them under unnecessary tests. But their cancer may be more aggressive. And so I'm very, very frustrated. American Heart Month is February. And you used to see articles after articles and studies how women's heart disease looks different than men. A woman may not always have the crushing chest pain, left arm pain and tingling. Women and men may present differently. Women may be nauseous. I had one woman present with a heart attack thinking she had a UTI. She had bladder discomfort. That was her sign that she had a heart attack. depression, fatigue, sweats. Is it a hot flash or is it a heart attack? Burping, hiccups. So people might present differently. You notice this month, not a lot of discussions on how women and men differ. I mean, there's been some, but not to the degree. Why? Because with politics right now, they don't want there to be a woman versus man discussion. Since in politics right now, men could be women and women could be men. Well, I need to educate you all on how you should not ignore symptoms of heart disease. Rosie O'Donnell had no idea that her shoulder pain after she helped a woman get out of a car wasn't a sprain or a strain of muscle, but that that was actually a sign that she had a heart attack. We have to have conversations. And so I really fear that we're going to be uneducating individuals, which I think is discriminatory in and of itself, to protect the political narrative. I don't care if you're cis, trans, if you want to identify, I don't care. I just need to know what you are biologically. And if we're changing birth certificates and we're changing driver's licenses, can we please educate anybody transitioning and not identifying as their biological sex to be very open with their medical provider, to do the research and understand that in medicine and in heart disease and in cancer risk and in blood clots and in, you know, nature may not care what you identify as. Now, that doesn't go with the political narrative. With the political narrative, it's, well, then you're saying it's artificial. This is real. Multiple genders, according to the narrative, are real. And if you say that, and you say, well, a person can, on the surface, be all this, but deep down, they're not, then you're basically saying all of this is superficial, artificial. No, we're not. Okay, get the politics out of it. Don't start canceling us. What we're trying to say is I can't save your life. I can't find out what's wrong with you if you aren't open and honest about what your body is. Now, are there individuals who are intersex? We used to call hermaphrodite, where they have both male and female parts. Yeah, we could pick that up on ultrasound or scan, or we could do genetic testing. So, yeah, there is a small percentage of the population who doesn't know what their chromosome status is. But I really fear that, you know, I had a teenager patient and they were on a high dose of estrogen. And they were the family was calling in for antibiotics because the child was having some trouble breathing. And they did it. They tested him for COVID, and he was negative for COVID. She was negative now for COVID. What if all that estrogen was causing a pulmonary embolus? Okay, we need to teach people that there could be risks and not be canceled for not honoring the political narrative. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So there was a town hall with President Trump on Laura Ingraham's show while he is stumping now in South Carolina to try to get solidify his 2-1 lead over Nikki Haley. And Some of the questions that were brought up, and I talk about politics a lot from the psychology standpoint of it. You know, why voters are so in love with Trump, why voters are still supporting Biden, because voter psychology, if you don't understand voter psychology, you can't win an election. You also have to understand the psychology of the political party. And the political party has not removed Joe Biden from the ticket because then they would be proving the GOP right. And the Democrats were stuck. Once they put Joe Biden on last election's ticket, they were kind of hoping that, oh, he would do so good. He'd be the anti-Trump candidate. And they're in trouble. You do have individuals that are double downing on Biden because they want to stay loyal to the party. Do they really love Biden? Is he that lovable? No, it's probably because they're doing fine. They're okay. Their head is still above water. And they don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to tick off their family members, their coworkers, and they want to toe the line. You know, with Trump, though, it's interesting. The people now that want Trump, it's not an anti-Biden. It's they want Trump back. And it's a very, very unique situation. I think there's only been one other or two other presidents that came back after a hiatus in the White House. And so there has been some speculation that if Trump does come back, not having to worry about another 4 years, that he would be unfettered. And he would get back at everybody who is, you know, going after him now. And he had said something, which is something I've always said to any of my patients or students who felt wronged, is he said, my revenge will be success. If I am successful, that is my revenge. Now, whether he's 6'2" or not, we'll see. But I have said that time and time again for any time any of us have felt wronged. If we got fired, if we got dumped, what is the best revenge? So when I got dumped, I didn't take a Louisville slugger to both headlights. I never did that. The Carrie Underwood thing off key. I never did that. What I did is if I got dumped, I let them see me next week with a better guy. I'm happy. I'm fine. That's my revenge. When someone tries to dim your light, shine brighter. You get fired. Instead, you turn around being more successful. All right, we made a mistake. The revenge is you showing that, the reason why I don't personally think that Trump, per se, had people storm the Capitol, but I feel that it was a huge ego boost, is because when you lose publicly and you have thousands, maybe millions of the population saying, this is what I wanted, you know, the success of, hey, this is, we didn't not vote for him. Who did? You know, it starts to boost their argument that I didn't lose. I'm not a loser. Nobody wants to be a loser. Now, you need to be careful because the psychology of some individuals with severe mental health is if they get dumped, they might find you in a parking lot and kill you, like we saw with that one doctor who dumped a boyfriend. Or you fire somebody, and like that Roanoke TV station, he comes to a live shot and shoots the reporter and the photojournalist in the middle of the live shot. You know, and so, you know, the rejection, the losing, is a very dangerous time. But when I had patients and when I had friends who were like, what do I do? What do I do? They did, you know, I go, show how successful you are. Now, why do you think on Facebook, you know, they have that option where now you're single or it's complicated or whatever, because you could go back on that platform and show how happy you are and show I'm good, I'm available, I'm not tied down to this jerk who dumped me. And so it's, it's the psychology of it all. It can be very predictable at times. But you have choices. And so when Trump said what he's going to do is rather than get back at everybody, you know, I mean, do I really see him doing that? No. I see him doing a few things. One, appointing as many judges as he can. I think he's going to do that. Based on some of the things that have been happening, I think he's going to want to make sure that he can, you know, boost judges. In terms of the Supreme Court, I think people are offering Clarence Thomas and Alito money to retire. They're offering them millions of dollars to retire so Biden gets to promote and appoint another judge. Which I think is a ridiculous system. This is so ridiculous how whoever, you know, Democrat or Republican, whoever's in the party, gets to then pick a Supreme Court judge. The judge is not supposed to be Republican or Democrat. And unfortunately, that's the way it's been. Nikki Haley. Some people are furious with her. Some people are loving her, still giving her money. She's still getting donors. So what's the psychology behind that? Well, many people don't like Nikki Haley because she is, you know, anti-Trump. And they think that she is pulling from Trump's success. If Trump is really leading her in her own state by 2-1, no, I don't think she's pulling from his success. I don't think she's taking money from him. I mean, Trump doesn't need any more enemies right now. He could use all the allies he could get, but he and she do not get along, and it's a shame. Because you know, she was UN ambassador. I think she has a lot of talent that could help the next Republican administration, but she's burning some bridges. She keeps bringing up her husband being deployed, It's nice to know that she comes from a military family, but it's not her, it's her husband. And so, you know, she's trying to double down on that. And I think she has other things that she can platform on, but I wouldn't be the anti-Trump platform because now people are accusing her, including Trump, of Democratic money supporting her. And so what I would do if I were her is say, look, you know, America comes first, not the party, not that America comes first. I will work alongside, if I don't win presidency, I'm going to work alongside with whoever it is. We have a job to get done. This is what I could offer. This is why I believe I could be a better candidate. No, because this is what I have to offer. But listen, you know, anybody who supports our country and wants to fix, obviously has my admiration and my support. Because you start to then wonder, you know, at what their intentions are. Now, is it just me? I just want to win for Trump or Nikki Haley? Or is it that, you know, I just want the best person for the job? Now, I don't really see Trump going, okay, well, I'm proud of Nikki Haley for what she's done. I'll vote for her. I don't see him doing that. But when you get asked in a job interview, why should we pick you than all these other candidates? Don't say, well, all these other candidates suck. They're this, they're that, they're that. What I always answer is, no doubt there are multiple phenomenal candidates, but this is what I additionally can bring to the table. And that's kind of a message that I think she needs to give, but I don't think it's going to help much at this point. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.